views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com and transformationradio.fm. So these energetic shifts are still available through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network. It's a pleasure for me to share this information with you. And it's also an opportunity for you to call in. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. And on today's show, I'm actually featuring my dragon cards from the deck Tales from the Vector. That's T-A-I-L-S. And you can check that out at www.talesfromthevector.com and check out the ones that I have on there. I'm very happy to say that there are 16 more cards completed for this deck, and I'm really excited about that. I'm four away from 64 now. So this has been an 11-year project that's, you know, still not quite finished, but we're getting there. Anyway, what I do is I like to pick a card for the day, and I do have a new dragonfly. Dragonflies are very intimately connected to the energy of dragons, and the dragonflies are kind of my crystal rays in the deck. They're the ones that are very bright, and their whole body is Swarovski crystals, and they're crystal rays of light. They like to share information and brighten people's day, basically. And so the dragonfly that the last one that I just finished that will be available very soon here is called Balance. And, you know, that's the card that I was featuring today. But once again, it kind of was a gloomy day this morning. We had such a beautiful sunny day and everybody was cheerful and in a good mood. And now it's really dreary out and it's raining hard. And a lot of people are experiencing kind of that emotion. And I'm getting that it kind of, you know, it's not uncommon for the weather to sometimes reflect a large group of people's mood. And I'm just getting that there's some energy coming in at this time of year from the Ides of March. Now, I don't even really know what that means, but I'll look it up after. The Ides of March is coming up week. And so there's a lot of like kind of ancestral sadness is coming up. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. And, you know, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the card dissemination, because that's the one that also came up. And that's the card where it's like when you're believing your own press. And this is it's when the gift of gab is used via the media, advertising, public announcements, speeches, to persuade or influence people in one-way communication with no clarification. So quite often the elite have purchased medias, banks, corporations, politicians, educations, and licensing systems to convince the public that it is possible to have free choice in this system. And people often accept or reject claims because they are triggered by an emotional reaction. So strong choices are born from creative solutions and implemented through purposeful communication, leaving us to ask, is the purpose of this communication to solve problems or to justify them? So basically, what's coming up here is that this card is kind of representing the false information that people sometimes share with each other, and that's, you'll see on the internet, you'll see it on in social media and all of that. So we just want to strengthen everybody to all the information that's out there. Information is just that, it's information. But what happens is if there's fear involved with it, a lot of people get triggered, and it makes the problem bigger. And so one of the biggest way, like if people are wanting to make a problem bigger, complain about it, put your energy into that. And generally, you know, you'll get a result pretty quickly. And we'll see that. So, you know, we can always look at the bright side, or we can look at the dark side. We wouldn't have a bright side if there wasn't a dark side, and we wouldn't have a dark side if there wasn't a bright side. And that's kind of about as above, so below. Regeneration, degeneration. And once again, it feels like that energy coming in is around the transition. I have a card called Transition. And, transition would be kind of like the death card in a deck that is, you know, like a tarot deck. But transition is actually a process of birth and death. And so just wanted to strengthen that for everybody, because there's a lot of people a lot of my clients lately have lost loved ones. Several people, you know, I've worked with several clients in the last 2 weeks that, you know, their mother passed, and I've got, you know, a lot other people, sick in the hospital. And so I am taking calls today, but I also, have had requests from a couple people just to be able to remain calm in these challenging situations that they're in right now. And, you know, it's something that, you know, if we don't remain calm, it makes it worse. And if we complain about it, or we really step into the fear, we tend to attract more of that. So we want to strengthen that by having a little bit of balance in all this. And so I'm just going to tell you what the balance card is about. It's actually, the balance card is about aligning your words and your actions with your authentic desires, and to balance the aspects of your life, you know, so that you're enjoying healthy relationships with your body and also with your finances, fitness, career, youthfulness. Quite often, people will think about relationships. We think about relationships like people. But we also have relationships with places, things, the country we live in, the house we live in, the neighbors that are close by. We have relationships with money and with our financial fitness. We have relationships with our body, and our body parts all have relationships with each other. Then we have the relationships that are in our careers and all of that. So there's, the Float Your Boat program is called Freedom is a Balancing Act. And the reason why is, you know, I've discovered over the years that there's, you know, I label them like basically states of being. And there's like, I'm using the horoscope, or the zodiac, to just kind of help people to understand the different aspects and the different ways that we go in those aspects. And so there are basically 12 main states of being that that we share with everything. And consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously, when we're navigating through our life, quite often, you know, we'll encounter issues, you may have noticed. And so a lot of people know about the zodiac kind of like as an ineffective pickup line, like, you know, what's your sign, that kind of, you know, energy. But what when you look at the information in the zodiac as more from a pure, from a perspective of pure information, it's been studied. It's an ancient study, and it's been, you know, like used for ever. And it's really about the planetary positions when we're born, like at the time and where we're born, and how that affects us throughout our life. And then, you know, a lot of us are familiar with the energy of the moon on a full moon. And, you know, anyone who's ever worked in the hospital or worked as in the hospital, in the, I'm getting emergency operators, you know, people who work in the bars, et cetera. Everyone can see, like, a full moon usually has quite an impact on people. The new moon also does, and so does the sun. The solar flares quite often have a huge effect on us also. And then depending on what sign the moon is in, whatever sign that the moon is in, that tends to really pull on us. So I just wanted to, you know, explain that. That's kind of more what the zodiac is really about. It's pure information that we can use to help align ourselves with our authentic desires. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, the Dragons from Tales from the Vector. So when we return, I'm going to continue to share this information with you, what I'm picking up. Do feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819 and let's make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and I have my dragons from Tales from the Vector on the show today. And, you know, I already explained where you can find Tales from the Vector. You can also find them at www.thetruthisfunny.com. They are part of my Call to Dance program. They just add a little bit of color, a little bit more fun. We are taking callers today. We are doing readings, and I do have a few people who have emailed also. So I'm just going to finish talking a little bit about these aspects that about the balance, just so that people understand, you know, what I was getting to before the break. You do are welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. And so I was talking about the different aspects and how I use the 12 states of being basically from the zodiac, and how that information is kind of, you know, been kind of taken down one path, or it's been kind of made a joke of, but there's actually some very, very valid information in that, in the different astrological effects. And so energetically, when I'm shifting people, or I'm shifting something for myself or a client, at seminars, etc., like this, I'll encounter this a lot, where people really, you know, the astrological effects come up weak. And I find this quite a bit lately. And I feel that that's because there's so much of energy moving around that right now. There's been such, you know, like two moons in March here, and two full moons in March again, and there was two full moons in January. And so there's just been a lot of energy around that. So the aspects, like if you are states of being, and if you consider each state of being as an individual rower on a boat traveling through rough waters, even when the majority is rowing at full potential, the minority, whose performance is weak or non-existent, will eventually destabilize the craft, and everyone on it will be at the mercy of the rapids. So many people do equate success with financial, you know, earning potential and social position, education, but they're ignoring these finer aspects of life that are often hidden, or they're perceived as not being as important or less important amongst the, you know, the many false obligations that are imposed by cultures and society. And so that's kind of bringing in that dissemination card into play also. So, you know, we're always going to experience ups and downs in life, and it's highly unlikely that every aspect is going to be in perfect balance 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But when the aspects of life are generally in balance, you're more likely to choose a strong state of being and then enjoy the freedom to have it all. And so these states of being, I look at them kind of as, you know, two sides of the same coin. So the first one, I am, is being versus doing. And you know, that's the Aries card. And then receive, give versus take. When people are giving and taking, if that goes out of balance, quite often it'll cause resentment, and it'll cause like a lack of flow. And, you know, if someone's not willing to receive, people can only give as much as they're willing to receive. And if a person gives too much, then, you know, they're kind of given a gift that's kind of resentful and, you know, not that nice to receive, basically. So there's those two, you know, polarities in or two sides of this coin. There's also the learn. And that's like using creative solutions versus logic. Feel, are you engaged in your life, in your situations, in your relationships, or are you entrenched? You know, engaging is a lot more fun than feeling entrenched. It's kind of like when it's raining out right now and gloomy, it's a lot easier to feel happy and joyful when it's sunny and bright. Not saying anything wrong with the rain. Rain can be very delightful. It's just that we've had a lot of gloomy days, and that does affect people, and especially going into this time at spring. So that's coming up as an energetic weakness. So we're just going to shift that. And I just want to bring that up right on this also about my cards that are coming out, these 12 astrological ones. If I do say so myself, I feel like they're brilliant. Like they're just, they have 12 aspects within the aspects. And as an oracle, once the entire deck is complete, these will be my timeline cards. These are the ones that will tell you the time of season. It's very, very common for people to have weaknesses at certain times of the year. So just strengthening that for everyone listening. This happens because we sometimes have anniversaries of deaths, and even of good times, birthdays, and, you know, really good birthday, but, 5 years ago, but this one kind of sucks in comparison kind of energy. And we quite often, if people have passed, there'll be a sadness on that day, or if an event happened that was tragic or traumatic or an accident happened on that day, quite often it'll take us by surprise, where we'll just all of a sudden be feeling like this deep grief and sadness. And I've had a lot of people expressing that to me in the last few days, that they're feeling an exhaustion and a tiredness. And so we just want to strengthen everybody to recognizing it's got something to do with the Ides of March here. And so we're just going to strengthen all the energy behind that, what's going on with that. And then getting back to the different states of being, there's leading. And that's, you can be in this aspect of life is leading. And then the state, a state of balance is confidence and arrogance. So quite often when people are being mistaken for being arrogant, it's because they lack confidence. And so contribute is an aspect of life where you want to, if you want to if you want to have a good future, you need to participate in it. So, when we're contributing, we've got to be careful. This is the Virgo card, and there's, a fine line between analytical critique and anal criticism. And so it's good to find that line. I just put that out in my last newsletter, draw the line. And then there's socialize is another aspect of life. And so this is kind of about anticipating versus expecting. So if we have certain expectations of our relationships and how they're supposed to go and how long they're supposed to last and, who's supposed to do what for us. And, that's an expectation that that's going to create limitations. So we want to be in a stronger place of being in a place of anticipation. And so unite is, is another aspect of life. We can choose to either elevate people or conquer. And so that's the Scorpio energy. And then the adventure is Sagittarius. And that's, whether we're going to expand or we're going to contract. So are we going to travel and meet new people and enjoy new experiences so that we can, experience other cultures and have an open mind regarding other people? Responsibility, that would be the Capricorn. And that's policy, possibilities versus challenges. So, a lot of people go weak to the thought of the word responsibility. It's like, oh, I don't want to be responsible. But when you get in touch with that, with the energy behind that, responsibility is basically just your ability to be able to respond to life's challenges and to the and see the possibility in these challenges. And like I said, complaining is like not the way to go here. So, you know, if you're faced with challenges, recognize that if it's a challenge, there has to also be possibilities on the other end of it, on the other side of the coin. The Aquarius is about experimentation. So, you know, we can, Aquarius energy is kind of like an observation, and observation can be a very good tool. Sometimes it's a really good idea just to observe ourselves as if we're looking from a high building and, you know, just observe as if we're watching a movie of ourselves so that we can have a more clear perception of whether we are, of how we really are behaving. You know, like not taking it personally so much. But it's also important because a lot of people that are a little bit more shy or, you know, don't have that exuberance about meeting other people, just strengthen that, you know, to that, you know, every experience that anyone has, you don't have to label it good or bad or positive or negative. We can label these experiences as, you know, just experiences that we go through. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to experience life. And so the last one is Pisces, and that last but not least. And Pisces is about accepting. So this one is kind of like, are you going to sink or swim? So, you know, quite Piscean energy is very, very watery. It's emotional. And, you know, we're moving into the age of Aquarius, which is a very airy sign. And so a lot of people right now are feeling a little bit like a fish out of water. So we need to take a break now. But when we come back, I'm going to continue to take calls, and I will also work energetically on the people that emailed me here. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, talesfromthevector.com, and you can also reach me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. at The Truth is Funny with Colette. We'll be right back. Take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Let's shift your life story into better.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're taking callers, 1-800-930-2819. Just going to share a little bit of information, and then we have a caller here, and we'll take this call. I just wanted to say that I have an update for those of you who are listening to the show last week when we were working with a gentleman that had been in an accident. Phil Free was working on him, did a brilliant job. He's feeling a lot like he came to the next day, and he was joking with his wife, and he's able to talk, and he's able to, he's had a compressed skull injury, so on the right side, so it was serious, blow to the head, and needs to have surgery on his face. So we're just sending her and him and their children a bunch of love and energetically just strengthening all of them, because what her her last email, she said that, although things are, way better than expected, it's still been like, it's like a nightmare for her. She's dealing with, her children upset and just a lot of stuff going on. So we're just going to strengthen that family as a whole, and we're going to strengthen them to the hospital, and we're going to strengthen them to the doctors and the doctors back to them, and getting really good information and allowing themselves to really be calm and stay centered. And just so that they could feel, because I could feel a lot of love coming in from everyone for these people, and just strengthening that, you're not alone. There's people out there who care. And if you're listening later, as you did from the last show, as I said, we're just sending you all our love. And we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting from Vancouver, Roberta. Is Roberta there?
Hello.
Hi, Roberta.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm excellent so far. the reason I'm calling is because you mentioned the word entrenched, and I have a situation where my mother-in-law's in the hospital, and my husband doesn't talk to his mother, and he doesn't talk to his daughter, and that's been going on for 5 years. And
okay.
His mother isn't going to get better.
All right. So what I'm picking up from you is an energy of, it's your responsibility. And so we're just going to get you strong to, like, because to mend this schism, or this it's like a gap in the family before this woman passes. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that, you don't become engaged you can become engaged in the energy, but you're not going to get entrenched and be dragged down by it, or be responsible for the result or the outcome. And so, what I feel would be the easiest is for just to get a baseline, 0 to 10, 10 being that this is really, really bothering you. Like, you feel like, what if I fail kind of energy, and 0 being, it's not really my problem. Where are you on that scale?
Well, my daughter phones me and gives me updates, so I feel about a 10 after yesterday.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, there's this energy, daughter, mother, and so we're just going to strengthen all this. So is this daughter also, like, this is your husband and you are both parents of this daughter?
Yes.
Okay. So we're just going to clear the energy, you know, between the families is what's coming up, you know, the feud. It's like feuding energy. You know, and the ancestors wanting to, but what's coming up is that, this woman is wanting to clear this before she passes off this
exactly.
In the next phase. And so because you can communicate with her and we can, and I can, you know, we can draw her, pull her energy in here. We're just going to strengthen, like, how old is she?
She's 92.
Okay, so we're going to strengthen her to her age and all the arguing and fighting over the ages. This does not all belong to them by any means. So generally, when something like this is happening, we want to get you strong first within yourself so that you could be not caught in the middle, you know, between a rock and a hard place. That's that kind of expectations versus anticipation. So we're going to strengthen you that you're going to get neutral to the expectations others have of you or your expectations that you have for yourself, that this could be solved. And actually what's coming up, any expectations from anyone about me being able to do this over the, you know, over a radio show. But, you know, results speak for themselves. And I'm getting, she's, you know, that this situation is already, like, everybody, when I test this situation, it's kind of like everybody in this situation wants it to change, but they're afraid to do anything because they're afraid that it'll change for the worse. And so in one way, that's a really good thing that they're not speaking to each other right now, because speaking to each other would just make it worse. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and so it's kind of like as soon as they start speaking with each other, you know, it's not purposeful communication. And so what's happening is several things are happening. You know, what's going on is instead of having purposeful communication, what they're doing is they're taking everything very personally. And that may sound very funny not to take things personally when it's your mom or your dad or your grandma or whatever. But, you know, a lot of the stuff that comes up from people, it's if we start to recognize that our significant relationships are actually, those are the relationships that are the most volatile. And those are the ones that we tend to have more karma with. And when we mentioned your name, this is exactly what I got. The cards that I pulled were courage, which is really interesting. That's the solar plexus. And so for you to be in this place where you're going to encourage purposeful communication between these people, we're going to strengthen you to have the courage to do so. Okay. So, and this is like letting go of your own fear of conflict is what's coming up from when you were a little girl. And it's just coming up that you hold your breath when you're on the phone with these people. You're always holding your breath, you know, when they have anything to do with each other. So, and being caught in the middle is something that it's coming up, the gap. So we're just going to strengthen you to the gap and to both sides of the story and to recognizing and to the people involved, recognizing that an argument is actually when people present both sides, you know, of a situation. And we're just going to strengthen that for them, that this could be done in a calm way without all the emotion attached. An argument is not meant to be something that, you know, your voice just keeps getting louder and louder and you outshout each other. And so we're just going to strengthen the purposeful communication. And first and foremost, between you and your husband, just so that you're strong to how it's being handled on his end and how you would handle it is what's coming up. And having a handle on things, we're just going to strengthen all that. So I just want to check in with you right now and just get in touch with how you feel about this and how you feel that you would be able to facilitate some calm in this situation. Has it changed?
Yeah, I'm about a four.
Yeah, I was getting around a four, and I'm just strengthening you now to be in the flow of source energy. Go ahead.
You mentioned about when I talk to them, I hold my breath.
Yes.
Every time I talk to them, my lungs ache, and my lungs have been aching since yesterday. And since I've been talking to you, that's all dissipated.
All good. That's awesome. Because this is what I'm picking up from a lot of people right now. There's just a heaviness. It's just, you know, a heaviness. And that's that grief. And it keeps coming up, the Ides of March. And I got to go read up about the Ides of March after this show, because I know a little bit about the Ides of March. But I'm like, specifically, it's kind of like having to march. Like being forced to march and to do things in order. And so we're just going to strengthen you to all that. Like the grief that you're holding in your lungs, we're just going to strengthen you that any of that grief, that we could just spin that out. And we could change that very energetically into that when you take a deep breath in, you're going to connect to the generator card. That's Ange, the crystal queen. That's the one that has all the beautiful crystals, and she's sitting on a generator, and it's a crystal generator, and, you know, she's holding the pearl of wisdom, and, you know, she's imprinted with, you know, over 100 crystals, and she's, you know, in the flow. And so it's kind of like being in the flow means that you're, like, accepting the flow of the universe through you. So we're just going to strengthen that for you, just feeling the love, and everybody in this situation being able to feel the flow and the love. We need to go to a break. So what I'm going to do is just keep you on the line through the break. I'll work on this a little bit more, and then we'll bring you back, and we'll see if we can get that four all the way down to the zero. I just wanted to also say that my teleshifting seminar, Float Your Boat, is still available. It's tomorrow night, but if sign up for it today, you still can get in on it. You can do all 12 months and get two for free, or you can do all 12 months, and if you're doing a seminar, get $100 off your purchase. And also, you can purchase these for $40 a piece on a monthly basis, or whenever you feel like you need a little energetic boost. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Roberta on the line, and we're working on a situation that's, you know, creating a lot of grief in her life. Actual grief and then good grief. But I just want to say thank you to Janet, who sent in to me what the Ides of March are. And basically, it is a day on the Roman calendar, March 15th, which is tomorrow, that corresponds to March 15th. It was marked by several religious observances of the Romans as a deadline for settling debt. Taxes. Okay, now that makes sense. And it became notorious as the date of the assassination of Julius Caesar. So that is the information coming in about the Ides of March, and that really explains a lot of the grief and sadness that people are feeling right now. So we're just going to clear that for everybody. And I just want to check in on Roberta. Roberta, how are you feeling?
Oh, I feel so much better.
I could feel that, like that flow going through. And what I picked for other cards for you during the break, the other one that I had already picked was indifference. And indifference is when it's a karmic state that people get into. And so it kind of goes hand in hand with the need to be right. And so we're just going to strengthen any karma that there's no need for anyone to pay the debt anymore or suffer or struggle with this indifference. You know, every one of when I test it, these people all love each other. They're just, you know, being indifferent to each other right now. And, you know, they can choose to be indifferent. Usually when that happens, it's an accumulation of associations of when people are have bad experiences within, you know, and they accumulate over what some people would call several lifetimes or, you know, and all the ancestors. And, you know, if you listen to the show with Sharan Sirdar, quite often she's on my show and she's an epigeneticist. And we talk about this a lot, that this is imprinted in DNA. So we want to just strengthen everybody to have a really strong relationship, first and foremost with themselves in this situation, so that, you know, they're not afraid to look at themselves. This is the energy that was coming up early this morning when I woke up, is people not wanting to face their day, you know, and face the facts or face the consequences. So we're going to strengthen everybody to that, you know, it doesn't have to be like, you know, so, and this energy from the Ides of March is really feeding the fear and the sadness around that. And so we're just going to strengthen that for everybody listening in the collective consciousness here. You know, the taxes thing, you know, like there's a saying, you know, that the two things you can count on in life are death and taxes. So let's strengthen that. We could also count our blessings. There's a good one. And we could, you know, count, be accountable for our actions. And we could be go through these experiences without having to judge ourselves or others or victimize ourselves or victimize others, you know, or feel the need to swoop in and rescue, you know. So we're just going to strengthen you to the drama around this. And the other card that I picked up is the divorce card. The divorce card, it's kind of funny if you're talking about relationships. That's my relationship insurance card in the deck. But, you know, at the essence of this card is basically that the worst divorce is from source. And so we're going to strengthen all of these people, because then I also picked the last card that I just picked is Unfettered. And she's a beautiful pink and green dragon. She's one of the Pleiadian sisters in the deck. And she's the heart chakra. And so she's also the universal heart chakra. So we're going to strengthen all of these people just to open their hearts and to allow themselves to be vulnerable, because I'm getting that they have they're afraid to be vulnerable, to open themselves, to open up old wounds. And so we're just going to strengthen, you know, the advice that this card has, her little saying is, you know, there's the difference between falling and failing in love is a matter of I. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to their point of view, to the other people's point of view, purposeful communication. We're going to strengthen first and foremost you to your husband back to you. We're going to strengthen what you love about him, what he loves about you, what you like about him, what he likes about you. We're going to strengthen, you know, that you can work it out, that your children can work it out, that he can work it out with his mummy, and it's coming up mummy. And so we're just going to strengthen that. So this is just long-held ancestral, and it goes down the family line. I'm counting 12 generations. So just strengthening more openness and love and choosing. Because what happens is we can get in a place where we can choose to see what we love about someone and what, you know, the benefits that they bring. And we can also choose to notice everything we don't like about them. And so we're going to strengthen them to choose to find a situation for each person involved here that energetically that they could tune into a time when they felt a lot of love. And, you know, we can strengthen that back to when people are born. Generally, when people are born, there's love there. And so we're going to strengthen, you know, if there wasn't love there, and all the fears about being pregnant and about, you know, being responsible for a baby. So this is all coming up mother issues. And so we're just going to strengthen that so that there's no need to smother and there's no need to like alienate as a mother. And so that feels like way better for this woman, strengthening her body, soul, spirit, her authentic self. So that as long as she is in her home, in her body, we're going to strengthen her to homeostasis of the body, the mind, and the spirit, and also of her emotional state around this. And then, you know, how does that feel to you now?
It feels much, much better to me.
Good.
It's almost like the air around me is swirling.
Good. That's all the love I'm sending your way. And that this woman is actually sending to the whole family. She loves everybody. You know, let your husband know that. She loves him.
I know that.
Yeah. But he, you know, so we strengthen this now that he can feel it, okay? There we go.
Well, that's a good word, Colette. Feel.
There you go. Yeah, that's when shift happens, when you feel things. It's never what you think it is, right? So yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. We've run out of time here.
No, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I really enjoyed connecting with you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I love you.
I love you too. Have an amazing day. It feels so much lighter now that the Julius Caesar energy is kind of leaving. So we're, you know, and you know, of course, Easter is coming up, and also, and spring break is coming up. And so there's just all these things. We're just going to strengthen that for everybody. And, you know, tomorrow is a new day. So, you know, we've run out of time here. So I would just like to say to everybody, you know, chill out and enjoy your day and recognize that if it's raining today, it'll probably be sunny soon. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Bye for now. We'll see you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.